Welcome again to another recording of the Barely Coherent Podcast. In Brooklyn, New York, we have none other than...
Bob.
And here in Florida, surrounded yet again by darkness and alligators and all things evil, I am Andrew. We are trying tonight, Bob, since it is still dark here, I don't know what we're trying. Could you please describe the beer and the label?
Do I actually have to describe the label? Okay. We're drinking the Sierra Nevada Celebration Ale. The label's it's got a nice maroon with some poinsettias and a snowy cabin in the mountains, in the snowy mountains, I suppose, of the Sierra Nevada mountains in California. It's the Celebration 2011, and it's an appropriate drink to be having because this is New Year's Eve. So
it is very much New Year's. We are less than 54 minutes away from the new year in the Eastern Standard Time.
That's correct. That's correct.
So we are having a celebration, and what exactly is it? I mean, what am I pouring? I'm now. That's the sound
it's
of pouring.
It's a beer. It's an ale.
Good.
It's
good.
Got
so
a
far,
nice,
so good.
Nice sort of orange, slight amber to it.
Mm-hmm.
Very
okay,
deep
agreed.
Orange, if you can see that through your laptop.
But in terms of style, what's
well,
the expectation
here? I've had this before, and I know you have not. It's a very, very hoppy beer, as many of the Sierra Nevadas are, but this has a warmth to it that I guess is a little bit more Christmassy or wintry than you might expect. Of course, IPAs and very hoppy beers you normally associate with the warmer weather and the warmer months, but this is a hoppy beer that I think is very much appropriate.
All right, so I've got mine open. It's got a nice head on it. It is indeed orangey amber.
Nice fruitiness aroma to it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's give it a try.
Ooh, yeah. Oranges, tangerines.
Yeah. So you see, it's got the IPA, it's got the citrusy of the IPA, but it's got a kind of a...
It's mellower. Is there something mellower about it? It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something in it that when I have it... It has a sort of warms me much more than your average hoppy ale would this time
now
of
year.
Now
there's something medicinal coming off on the aftertaste. Do you get that?
No. I don't. But you know what? I might have to drink a couple.
Just at the very end of it, there's something that comes off there. Just at the. Medicinal is not the right word. It's
I get a very, very bitter end to it, which I rather like.
Mm-hmm. I would just like to say that there is key lime pie being sliced up in the other room. I can see it through the window.
Wow! Do you think this beer would go well with a key lime pie?
I think this beer would go most excellently with a key lime pie.
Wow! You're brave to can have a key lime pie. It's Is that what one does in Florida at the stroke of the midnight hour on New Year's Eve?
I don't. My father's tradition is to always have a piece of pickled herring, so we've got the herring in the fridge waiting to go for midnight,
mm-hmm.
at the stroke of midnight.
But this is a beer that is quite easy to finish and quite easy to have several of them. I think you might agree.
Mm-hmm. So this has become kind of your normal, your regular tipple now, has it?
For the holiday season, yes.
All right, well, we have to have a sign-off because we're now over time.
Yes, we are.
And then we can turn off the thing and we can finish our beer in some relative peace. Thank you very much for listening. This has been another of the podcasts in the Barely Coherent series. We have been drinking a... Bob, help
Sierra
me
Nevada
a little...
Celebration Ale, 2011.
And it's a fantastic beer.
Yes.
We highly recommend it, don't we?
Yes, indeed, we do.
Excellent. So, Bob has been...
Bob in Brooklyn...
And I've been Andrew in Florida, and thank you very much for listening.
And Happy New Year.
Ooh, Happy New Year, that's right, good. Happy New Year.